Let's bring this very concrete down. I know that there's people waiting to come in, and I'm going to come to you in just 2 seconds. But Molten, would you like to be unblocked?
This is not a quick yes or no, because there's a condition under which I would request an unblock and be willing to edit main space articles. When I filed the request for arbitration, I asked the arbitration committee to decide whether or not I was afforded due process in the arbitration. And they decided not to answer that question. So I don't know whether I was afforded due process or not. If it's determined by some authority that I was afforded due process, that what happened to me is within the norm of Wikipedia's concept of due process, then I don't want to come back, and I don't want to edit again. If, on the other hand, they say, oh, well, there was some irregularity, perhaps you weren't afforded due process, perhaps there's some issues that need to be corrected, then I'll say, fine. If the systemic and structural problems are corrected, then I'll consider coming back to becoming a mainspace editor. But I'm not interested in editing mainspace until the issues that I raised are addressed and resolved one way or the other.
And it sounds like a valid question. It seems to me that you got perhaps a bit burned from what happened. I'll bring Derover in at this point, and I know that you've been asking to speak. So what are your thoughts on all this, Derover? Both the big issues and the concrete example we've got before us.
Well, very shortly after Moulton's indefinite block, he contacted me by email. I hadn't been involved in the thing before, and he presented himself very well. And I opened up a notice board thread to ask, should we be revisiting this? This fellow says that he has a very impressive educational background. His path to an indefinite block was shorter than I usually see. And, you know, this seems like the kind of person that we would like to have. Is it possible that we might have been too hasty here? Should we revisit this? And I got a series of responses, and I'm not fully happy with the situation as it stands, because I saw his particular indefinite block as sort of an end result, and not necessarily the best end result, of a number of policies that I had tried to make more clear. And he's got a question, was this due process? And I don't think that we're getting really an even result. I think maybe some people who have potentially less to bring to the table take much more time before any indefinite block gets applied, and his was quite swift. So, you know, if somebody needs to be indefinitely blocked, and I don't want to comment on that right now, but I think the very least that anybody deserves who's rational is that is a fair answer to, well, what was the process here? How did this happen? Does this make intuitive sense? Was there a basic fairness to it? And I'm not satisfied with our standing right now, and I have to say I have apologized to him, because although I'm not going to comment on, you know, the underlying issues, there were some issues. I'm not sure that this is necessarily as even as it ought to be, and the questions that he's asking, I would like to be able to supply him with clearer answers for. I think when we ask someone to sit on the sidelines, we should at least give them a clear explanation of what the rules are, and they should make sense and be relatively even.
And Derover, having distilled that, it sort of would you have an idea about whether or not what the next stage should be? I know that there was a whole conversation literally last night about Moulton and about whether or not he's community banned or whether or not. Is a large consensus to unblock required? This is technical talking now, but I think is that what's required?
Well, there's a question. You know, a little more than a year ago, I had attempted to edit the banning policy to make that more clear. And personally, this is not policy, but I would like to see it. I think that we can come up with a relatively short list of indefinite blocks that would amount to bans that we don't need to have a community discussion about. If somebody makes violent threats of violence, we don't need to discuss that. Obviously, that's a slam dunk. if there's a question of whether somebody is disruptive or tendentious, then yes, I think it would be fair to have a community discussion in a readily accessible place, that the person would have a fair chance at defending themselves. When, even if the person is blocked, when we used to run the community sanctions notice for it, there was a template so that they could post something to their own user talk page, and that would get transcluded over to the ban discussion. And that was allow somebody a chance to defend themselves, a chance to participate in the process. What I don't want to see is a group of POV pushers, a little tight clique, trying to force somebody out who disagrees with them. I've seen that dynamic attempted on various issues, and I'm very uncomfortable with that. I think we should inoculate our procedures and policies against the exploitation.
And having, I know that you had some technical trouble there, Barry, but having heard some of that, are you moving towards a thought of, you know, where you stand, like, in the very short term? You know, whether you'd like to be unblocked, you know, today or tomorrow, or whether you'd like to, you know, do you want to bring your communications on Wiki, or are you sort of waiting for there to be some formal resolution, do you think?
Well, you may not know what happened today, but MassCell unprotected my talk page, so I can now write on my talk page, which I have not been able to do, I think, since maybe it was December, I'm not sure. But I, you know, so I'm not, it's kind of a hamstrung situation because, you know, what can I post on my talk page? What I asked for, and I had sent a note to Random832 about this, is I thought perhaps what's needed is some kind of a truth and reconciliation process. And that may be ad hoc because there may not be anything available, you know, historically, or traditionally, for a truth and reconciliation process. And I don't know if it should be done on Wiki or in some other venue. Doesn't really matter to me what venue it's done in, but I think there has to be some way to resolve the conflict that you know, that arose last August and September. There has to be a conflict resolution process, and I think a truth and reconciliation process is probably the best way to go.
Yeah, have you any ideas for the sort of the framework for that, Moulton? The structures, you know, what sort of thing? I mean, you don't obviously have to have all the answers. I'm just wondering if you've got any ideas.
Well, there has to be somebody to chair it, and I'm not sure who would be willing to step up to be the chair of a truth and reconciliation process. You know, the name comes from the example in South Africa of maybe a decade or so ago. And you basically take an aggrieved parties, and you get the story out objectively and fairly, and then you try to find some common ground and you know, heal the wounds.
Can yeah. I say something?
Go ahead, Dan. Hello? This is you, Dan Tobias.
Yeah. As I'm kind of an outsider, like I haven't been involved directly in your issue or really in any of the subjects that you're involved in with it, I think for reconciliation, there needs to be some giving and taking on all sides. And just from my outsider observation, I see a lot of things done wrong by lots of people, including you. I think instead of maybe you'd come off better if instead of you just making demands on them about due process and whatever, that you admit that you may have gone about some things the wrong way yourself and apologize for whatever you did wrong and try to and make it clear that you are going to follow Wikipedia policy in the future, even if you don't necessarily concede that they were fair in what they did to you in the first place. Now, I think they need, I mean, some of them have their own problems that they need to answer to, but instead of coming off aggressively, like just insisting that they fix all their problems while not admitting you have any yourself, you should maybe come in a little more humbly, and then I would give the same advice to them, too.
And just before getting your response, Moulton, we'll go to Alison. You're saying that you're actually seeing this happen right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's ad hoc at the moment, but it's beginning, you know, the community seems to be gelling together and coming up with their own process for dealing with these. I mean, the last time, going back to vintage kits again, Giano took it upon himself to basically arbitrate amongst a great group of people, most of which were involved with the blocked editor, and hash out some sort of a plan to allow him to come back.
And in fact, that sort of it's interesting that the Darova mentioned the community sanctioned notice board, which was a kind of a formal attempt, if you like, to structure that sort of stuff. Which I think it's fair to say that kind of ended in tears. It went a bit too far down a certain track. Perhaps this is the way that the wiki does things best. You know, kind of a grassroots sort of small groups of people organising themselves. Giano, in this case, leading, bringing all the players together. Perhaps these processes are happening without the sort of the formal label and the big church of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. I do find it hard to listen to that particular label without thinking that it's a little bit hyperbolic. But I totally agree with its aims. Responses, Moulton, because you heard Dan saying that, you know, I think there's more humility and more apology, really, coming from all sides would probably go a long way. What do you think of that?
Well, one of the things that Dan said is that he's expecting me to abide by the policies. I frankly don't understand the policies. As I look at the policies, they're mutually inconsistent and mutually incompatible. I mean, for one thing, you've got this ignore all rules, which is the overarching rule. And then you've got all these little other rules. And when I try to resolve the rules, I find that they're mutually inconsistent and mutually incompatible. So I don't see, it seems like it's an infeasible set of criteria, that there is the only behavior that obeys the rules is the null behavior, which means don't participate.
It's a bit of a paradox. Wikipedia has always been a bit of a paradox, especially when you get into a contentious subject within it, you'll have people, what they call wiki lawyering, taking one side or the other and stretching and distorting the policies to fit it, and then trying to get the arbitration committee to go along with their side of it and then invoking whatever they said. And I mean, yes, I agree that it could be a horrible mess, and I've been in a number of horrible messes myself, but you've just got to somehow live with it. Try, even if it's actually impossible to follow all the policies at once, try to follow the major ones as best you can anyway, I suppose, and try not to tick off the people too badly, especially the people with a lot of power, as however much they may annoy you. You just try not to be annoyingly contentious. I mean, I know I probably am sometimes, but not enough that I've ever actually got blocked or banned for it.
You've never been blocked or banned, Daniel?
No, I actually, very amazingly, have a totally clean record on that, because I think, because I just have enough sense to, even if I think the policies are totally moronic and idiotic and imbecilic and whatever other words I could say, some of which would make this not a family podcast, I still have... I still have enough sense to back down to some extent if I'm confronted on. I may be steaming inside, but I don't